This is Dr. Inigo dictating a consultative, a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Manuel Reyes III. Date of birth, August the 1st, 2022. Case ID number is 564-2352. Date of exam, June the 8th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from a orthopedic surgery center dated 3/28/2023. And medical records from Methodist Hospital and Children's Hospital dated 8/4/22 to 8/9/22. Informants are Francisca G. Bautista and Manuel Reyes Jr., who are the parents of the claimant. Identifying information, this is a 10-month-old male who presented to my office for a pediatric consultative examination to evaluate allegations of brain injury, comma, hyperglycemia / metabolic acidosis, comma, and prolapse cord. The family presently lives with the parents of the father, and the father is employed as a plumber. He works 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, the claimant is not receiving disability benefits and is receiving therapy for his condition. Allegations number one, brain injury. Number two, hyperglycemia / metabolic acidosis. And number three, prolapse cord. History of allegations. Number one, brain injury. The parents state at birth that there was a prolapse cord and the baby went into fetal distress. An emergency C-section had to be performed. And the claimant was delivered, but with poor Apgars. Apgars at 1 minute was 5, and Apgars at 5 minutes was 8. The claimant weighed 5 pounds and was 17 inches long. He was diagnosed at that time with metabolic acidosis and hyperglycemia. He was also diagnosed with hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy. The claimant was on a ventilator for 3 weeks, and he was born at 35 weeks and 4 days and was 3 to 4 weeks premature. He was diagnosed as being a preterm infant born with respiratory distress secondary to cord prolapse. After the claimant was dismissed from the hospital, he continued to have problems with respiratory insufficiency and was sent to the Methodist Hospital, where he was hospitalized for 42 days, secondary to preemie and for decreased respiratory function. He was also found to have hyperbilirubinemia and was put under photo lights for his condition. The claimant also had other diagnoses such as patent ductus arteriosus, patent foramen ovale, and pulmonary hypertension, all conditions which have resolved. His condition at this time seems to be better. He is staying with the parents. He is eating, and he is very active. The claimant is presently crawling and is very attentive and plays with different tags and toys. Allegation number two, hyperglycemia / metabolic acidosis, secondary to a prolapsed cord. These are the conditions that the baby had when the child was born. He is no longer hyperglycemic or has metabolic acidosis. It was secondary to a prolapsed cord, and he was diagnosed with hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy. His condition is he has recovered from these conditions, and he appears to be stable at this time. The claimant also had another problem which has not been addressed, which is a right club foot, which occurred during birth. No x-rays have been performed. No fractures, surgery, or injections have been given. The claimant is able to toe walk and crawl and does not appear to have any problems with his right foot. He is already walking and tiptoeing, and he can stand at this time, even though he's only 10 months old. He does crawl and walk around with support. The claimant is able to squat and bend over as well. He is right-handed and holds his bottle, and he does grab and grasp for different things around him. The mother still spoon feeds him, and he is still on a bottle. The claimant has no assistive devices. He's on no medications at this time. And as noted earlier, he does crawl, occasionally walk, stand, and is very active. Review his systems. The mother denies the claimant having headaches, dizziness, visual problems, hearing problems, shakiness, clumsiness, vomiting, loose stools, hard stools, but does soil and use diapers at this time and does still need diapers secondary to wetting his Pampers. The claimant has no muscle weakness, abnormal posture, poor appetite, or rashes. The mother did state that he is lactose intolerant. Activities of daily living. The mother cares for the baby at home, and he is very active. He is receiving, at this time, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and appears to be doing well with these three therapies that he is receiving at this time. The mother states that during the 10 months that she has cared for him, he has not been an easy to care for child. He has a tendency to be fussy and irritated most of the time. The mother states that he sat alone without support at 9 months, crawled at 10 months, and occasionally stands and walks without support. He has not said his first words or sentences. He does not self-dress. He's not bladder-trained during the day or night or bowel-trained at this time, which is not expected for a 10-month-old. The claimant has difficulty speaking secondary to having a short frenulum and is expected to have a surgery performed to cut the short frenulum in order for him to be able to talk. During the first 10 months of life, the baby cried frequently, had temper tantrums, was sometimes destructive, engaged in sometimes hitting other people, enjoyed being held, explored the surrounding environment, was active, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. During the first 10 months of life, sometimes the baby had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces, and was distractible. He rarely was unresponsive to discipline. Developmental milestones. The baby was not an easy to care for infant from 0 to 10 months of age. He sat alone without support at 9 months, crawled at 10 months, sometimes walked and stood at 10 months at this time, and has said a couple of words but is unable to talk, secondary to a small frenulum that he has beneath his tongue, which has not been operated on. Birth history. The claimant . The mother states that the baby was born in distress. She was having contractions at 35 weeks pregnancy, and the umbilical cord was wrapped around the neck and feet, and an emergency C-section had to be performed because the baby was not receiving oxygen from the blood in the cord. She states that the baby was born dead and they had to resuscitate him. He was born at Regional Medical in McAllen, Texas. She states she was in labor for only a few hours and a C-section had to be performed. He was a one baby born birth. And the baby was born blue and not breathing at birth, and he was also jaundiced. He was given oxygen and eventually had to be put on a ventilator, and he was placed in an incubator and was hospitalized for 3 weeks. The mother states that the baby also was born with a right club foot and a short frenulum, neither of which have been treated at this time. Past history, positive for fetal distress and hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, comma, thrombocytopenia, comma, questionable right club foot, comma, and short frenulum. The claimant was also diagnosed with patent ductus arteriosus and patent foramen ovale, along with pulmonary hypertension, which have all resolved at this time. No surgeries have been performed, and the claimant appears to be doing well at this time. Social history. The father smokes occasionally. There is nobody in the family who is an alcoholic, and no one in the family, including the claimant, have had seizures. The parents deny any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse in the family. There is no family members with hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The parents are married and are in a good relationship and appear to be getting along well. The father does have a good job. However, they are living with the parents at this time. The father is 30 and did finish high school and became a plumber. The mother is 25 and they are Christians and she did finish high school. They appeared to be both very responsible parents. Family history. The mother is 25 and has diabetes. The father is 30 and in good health. There is a family history of autism, attention deficit disorder, and seizures in a cousin of the claimant. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies, except the child is lactose intolerant. Growth chart for head circumference at 10 months of age. The claimant is at the 20th percentile for his age group. The claimant is also at the 20th percentile for his age according to his length and for his age according to his weight. He is also at the 20th percentile. The claimant is at the 75th percentile for his weight in relation to his length, which is normal. Height, 27 inches. Weight, 19 pounds. BP, 89 over 57 mmHg. Heart rate, 117 beats per minute. Respiration, 30 respirations per minute. Head circumference, 17 and an eighth inch. And temperature was 98.2 Fahrenheit. General. The claimant is a well-nourished and well-developed male and no acute distress. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Pupils were equal and reacted to light. Oral mucosus was moist and no pharyngeal erythema or edema was noted. The claimant does have a small frenulum and the tongue appears to be attached to the point that he is not able to move his tongue very much. He does have two lower teeth that have come out. Could you please drop down to extremities? There was no clubbing noted on either one of the extremities. The claimant is able to toe walk and sometimes stand on his own. There was no cyanosis or edema noted on his extremities. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had full range of motion of all joints and was able to move his hands and feet. There is no evidence of any acute inflammation on exam. The claimant is able to stand and crawl at this time. He does have a tendency to walk on his toes. He is only 10 months old and could not walk on his heels, but was able to walk on his toes, and he is able to squat without any difficulties. Neurological. Could you just drop down to clinical assessment? The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, and no skeletal anomalies. The claimant does have a small frenulum, which is pending surgery. There was no physical evidence indicating any side effects of any kind of medication, and the claimant is presently on no medication. He did not have any problems breathing, and his vital signs appeared to be normal. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate for his age group. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregivers, especially his mother. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and slightly decreased on imitation age appropriate, secondary to a small frenulum that doesn't allow for him to move his tongue very much. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. His general health shows no evidence of abnormality at this time. Diagnosis, number one, history of brain injury, dash, appears to be in remission, and the claimant appears to be doing well at this time. Normal physical exam. Number two, hyperglycemia / metabolic acidosis, secondary to a prolapse cord. This was the condition that he had at birth. It has resolved, and the claimant is doing well. Number four, right club foot. The claimant appears to have a normal foot at this time for his age group, and appears to be functioning well and able to walk on his toes and stand on both feet. The claimant had a normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Manuel Reyes III.